It is 7 p.m. on a gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday night in March. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I got a fun show ahead. Got some mellow stuff, then I got some songs about fish, and then I have some random stuff at the end. But it's all good. It's all highly recommended. That's the name of the show. I am on every Wednesday night, 7 to 8. Have a good night. And thank you very much to DJ Mo for the nice words at the end of his set. And without further ado, you know, we're going to take it away. We're going to start off with some mellow stuff, then the fish. And then you'll just have to wait and see. It's 7:01, and it's good to be back in the station.
To the camera. what I meant. As we walked through the smoke and the broken cement, my mind is a circus, my thoughts are surreal. There's no words for expressing the way that I feel. Baby, baby, can't you see what it is that's come to be? Baby, baby, can't you see what's killing me? You say it's a new day, and this is only a phase. But the sun's going down, and I'm lost in the haze. Baby, baby, can't you see what it is that's come to be? Baby, baby, can't you see what's killing me? It was easy to move, but so hard to find peace. You started out laughing, but after a while, your laughter soon ceased, your lips lost their smile. I say that you know me, and I'm sure that you do, except for the part which was hidden from view. But I know I should warn you to beware of the sparks. If you search with your matches, a flame in the dark. Baby, baby, can't you see what it is that's come to be? Baby, baby, can't you see what's killing me? Thank you.
voice is soothing, but the words aren't clear. You don't sound different, I've learned the game. I'm looking through you, you're not the same. Why, tell me, why did you not treat me right? Love has a nasty habit of disappearing overnight. You're thinking
something so nice about having a radio show and having sun outside. How crazy is it that daylight savings time is permanent now? It probably will be. It's been passed in the Supreme Court. Now it has to go to the House and then the President, I believe. And then we never have to change our clocks again in the U.S. That is nuts. More sun always. And daylight savings time is great, but you know what's even better? WMFO. And if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. And now a PSA about cell phone rights. What about cell phone lefts? Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a mouthful, but yeah, rights are important, cell phone rights. Pretty much everyone has a cell phone. It's important to know your rights there. It's just about 7:20. We've passed through most of the mellow music, and especially after this one. And then we're going to be getting into songs about fishing and fish, which I think is very fun. I didn't expect to do a little theme, and then I had two songs in there, and I was like, oh, I can throw in another two. Speaking of songs, right now in the background we have Morning Hymn by Jade Warrior. Before that we had The Beatles with I'm Looking Through You. Before that, Unknown Mortal Orchestra with That Life. Aztec Two-Step with Killing Me. Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson, and we started off the set with Laika and the Cosmonauts, Surfs You Right. Laika and the Cosmonauts are a very fun band. After the fall of the Soviet Union, there was this rise of, you know, their genre is neo-revivalist surf rock, which is another mouthful, but isn't that just like Finnish neo-revivalist surf rock? And they are part of a group of neo-revivalist surf rock bands that adopted Soviet-themed names like the Space Cossacks or Laika and the Cosmonauts. And I just think that that's a really fun thing that happened in the 90s. And coming up next, Kaveret.
Thank you. blood in my fingers have dried to a crust. Sleep in my eyes, I pick my rust. My boots have been ravaged in browns and grays. I've seen no scale and I've seen no grave. Still I charge to a spotless stream. Not a bird in the sky or a fish in the sea. To dwell in these waters is a foolish way. To believe one night that I'll win the day. And rise and shine to dawn I wait. To cast my net in a fishless lake. Rise and shine to dawn I wake. Casting my net.
Wandering eyes.
Yes, the soothing sounds of Tonto's expanding headband, River Song. This is my sixth year doing radio. In September, it'll be 6 years, or October, technically, I guess. And I was looking at my statistics Excel spreadsheet earlier today, and this is my most played song because I think it's such good background music. I found it from a really poorly made... It's not poorly made, actually. It's a great game. It's called Paperclips. And you are playing as an AI whose one goal is to create paperclips. And, you know, it's an allegory about, you know, AI and the dangers of AI. So you start out making like one paperclip at a time, two paperclips at a time, and setting the price. And then you make other machines that make paperclips for you. And then you know, start investing in stocks and making more money and blah, 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 blah. And then you hypnotize the masses of Earth to buy all of the paperclips for ridiculous prices. And then you outlive, humanity outlives its usefulness for you in your quest to create more paperclips. And then you transform all of the resources of Earth into paperclips, and you create drones, and then they go off into space once you've... Long story short, this song plays when you get to the space part. And I thought, oh yeah, that's a cool song. I guess that was when I was a sophomore in college. And I was like, yeah, that's a cool song. I'm gonna talk over that on my radio show. And I've been doing it ever since. So starting off that last set was, you know, they're Kveret. They're an Israeli band, which that literally means beehive, but they're also known as Poogie, and I like, that's easier to say, I like Poogie, and I really like that song because, I mean, it's Israeli, which is cool, it's in Hebrew, but it's also just a really interesting genre because it is, like, a mix, really, of, I mean, it sounds like they have some Grateful Dead influence. It sounds like they have a lot of prog rock, and they are a prog rock band, and they sound a lot like some Italian prog rock groups like Premiata Fornero Marconi and so on, and they sound like Yes, and they sound like this and that, and it's just like, it's cool. It's, you know, it's Israeli prog rock. That's another country that I can check off my prog rock checklist. And it's just, yeah, it's a really cool sound, but they also have that jam band sound in there. So it's just a very cool mashup of genres, and it's very interesting. I mean, I feel like American music has interesting stuff, but I feel like you get those really interesting mashups once you step outside of the U.S. After that, we had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Fishing for Fishies, off of their 2019 release, Fishing for Fishies. Very fun song about, you know, that whole album is environmentally minded, and it's, I believe that's the album before their album Infest the Rat's Nest, which is, so yeah, the King Gizzard's a really fun band. They have a bunch of different genres that they cover. They have Fishing for Fishies, which is just, you know, alternative rock. They've got a jazz album. They have a really cool, like, story album. It's all Western music, and it's called Eyes Like the Sky, and it's really cool. It I'd always wanted to listen to it. It's on YouTube. I could have listened to it for years. I mean, I started listening to them in 2016. I don't really have an excuse. The album came out in 2013, but now it's finally on Spotify. And I was like, it's time to listen to Eyes Like the Sky, and it is a really, really cool album. I would highly recommend it. Speaking of, I'm Mellow Max. The name of my show is Highly Recommended. Oh no, it's actually even more highly recommended. I have graduated from highly recommended. And now it's even more highly recommended. I am on WMFO in Medford, 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday night. So yeah, where was I? King Gizzard, they also have a jazz album, they have a thrash metal album. They just released a house, electronic house music album. They're all over the place. In 2019, yeah, I think it was 2019, they released 5 or 6 albums. They have one album which is called Flying Microtonal Banana, and it's all played on micro-tuned instruments. So that's playing like flat flats or sharp sharps, the notes in between the notes on the conventional Western music scale. It just sounds really wild. I was listening to it soon after I got it on my record player, which is actually my dad's record player from college, so it's old. And I was having an issue where it would every once in a while like slow down. Never speed up, but always slow down. And I needed to oil the potentiometers, and I did oil them, and the problem went away. And then I played that album, and they hit a note in a guitar solo, and I went, oh no, the record player is acting up again, and I just fixed it. I guess I gotta, you know, it might be time to actually, like, replace it. Which was sad. It's a nice record player, and it's been in the family for a really long time. And then I went up and I stood up and I checked, and it was not, you know, going slow. It was just, you know, a flat, not a note that I was used to hearing. I was like, oh yeah, that's really cool. After that, we had Genesis Owusu with a song about fishing. 2021 album called Smiling With No Teeth. A friend sent that to me a couple of days ago, and it's a really cool album. That's not my favorite song off of it, but I want to play something from it because the rest of them are... The rest of the ones that I really liked are explicit and I can't play them on the radio, but check that out. And then we had Ween with The Mollusk, a generally weird band, and it fit the aquatic theme. And then we had Primus with John the Fisherman. And now in the background is Tonto's Expanding Headband with River Song, which is a really cool... Like, Tonto's Expanding Headband, it's the original new timbrel orchestra. Tonto, just very interesting instrument. And oh, and this next song I love, this is me, it's called Radio Gnome Invisible, and I connect with it on a spiritual level. I have no idea what it's about, but I like the idea of Radio Gnome. We'll be right back.
Left hands and flaxen hair, just tell the American not to. when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. There is no day. There's only darkness.
And with that, it is just about 8 p.m., which brings us to the end of Even More Highly Recommended for this week. I will be back next week, 7 to 8 p.m. Be there or be square. This has been Even More Highly Recommended with Mellow Max on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform, all, and I'll see you next week. Also, those songs that I played at the end there. Radio Gnome's great. I love that song. It's fantastic. And after that, we had Oslo in the Summertime by Of Montreal. And in the background, this is When There Is No Sun by Sun Ra Quartet.
Eternal sea of darkness. We'll be right back.